You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar gives me the thumbs up, and I just made a whoosh shot into the garbage can, so it's a great day for me. We're back with Larry Zinn. Larry's a general manager of Warren Henry Automotive up in North Miami Beach, and they've also got a Lamborghini store that I saw just the other day up in Palm Beach, off West Palm Beach, off of Okeechobee. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Larry, first of all, I tease you all the time, but I'm going to take Jason and we're going to go up and try out one of those Lamborghinis sometime soon. We want to coordinate with you so we can come up there and bust your chops while we're there. But talking about fast cars, I was in Indianapolis a few years ago and I got a chance to stop into the museum. Have you ever been up to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I've been to that museum, too. It's quite a spectacle. They've got some really interesting history in there.
Well, you know, there's going to be history made this weekend up there.
And what's that?
The 500.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking the heater car already coming back to town. So
we're going to slam them. Yeah, well, that's a great transition, you know. With the heat coming back into town, I know you love to go to the games. What do you think is going to happen this week?
Well, of course, I'm hoping for some more wins and then we could close them out pretty strong. But, you know, what I'm really interested to see is what happens with Paul George. Is he going to end up playing? And also, will the NBA fine Indiana for putting him back in the game after he may have admitted to having what turned out to be a concussion?
Wow, you know, that's an interesting little spin that I hadn't even thought of. And, you know, I just thought that what they did to Lance Stephenson was absolutely appropriate. Although I got to tell you, that's the kind of guy that if you had him on your team, you'd absolutely love him.
Oh, absolutely. But since he's not, he is the most irritating person in the NBA. Unless, you know, he was on our team, in which case he'd be okay.
Yes, he's the human sand flea. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Now, Larry, you know, when we go to the games, you know, we love to go. We love to walk around. We love to feel the heat. That's my favorite, is to get there just in time, put my hands out and absolutely feel the heat. You see that on TV when they throw the flames. Now, I was going to be going Saturday. Vivian just can't make it, so we're not going to be able to go this week, but we'll definitely be there. Yeah, I'm going to be there for the finals. That's what really counts. I've got clients already hassling me for tickets, some of them even saying that if I can get them their tickets, then they're going to take me with them, which that's a high five for me because I already know who to call. We've got a pipeline to the concierge over there at the Heat. You know, when you go, what's your favorite thing to do there?
Honestly, Jim, I like to get lost in the game. I mean, you know, I've always been a huge basketball fan, always loved watching the games. And when I go there, it's a great escape.
Well, what's your favorite story about going to a Heat game? I've got a whole bunch of them.
Well, I remember going to the Heat-Knicks games when I was younger, when you had the real rivalry, you know, with John Starks and Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning and Jeff Van Gundy and all the fights. And I remember being there with my dad, and we had floor tickets for this one game. We were sitting in the second row, and everybody around us is starting to fight because, you know, it was 50-50 as far as Heat fans and Knicks fans.
Sure.
And there's people fighting in the stands, and John Starks walks right in front of us and sticks his middle finger up to everybody in the crowd. And I said, it was a lot younger. And I said to my dad, Dad, what are we going to do? He goes, well, we're going to have to fight. I went and I crouched under my seat because I was scared that somebody was going to come and fight with me.
Oh, you're too hilarious. You're too hilarious. Now, my favorite Heat playoff moment is when we were playing Dallas the first time and Mark Cuban turned around and started screaming after the game to David Stern to the point where he got a fine. I have to tell everybody, and I've got witnesses that'll back me up on this, he really wasn't screaming it. David Stern, he was screaming at us. See, David Stern sits in front of us, or the NBA league has the seats in front of us, and we were holding up signs that talked about Antoine Jamison and his suspension and been yelling at Mark Cuban the whole night. And when he finally got up to turn around, that was us he was yelling at, and I absolutely had the best time. I love it. And with those seats, obviously, we've had many kind of interesting moments with the former commissioner. And if anybody watched the NBA lottery this week, the guy that was pulling out the names sat in front of us in the last go-round. And the NBA guys, you know, on the T-shirt nights, they give out the T-shirts. He couldn't take the T-shirt, so he gave me his T-shirt for Vivian, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm actually really impressed with Adam Silver since he's come in. I think he's really done a great job with everything that's been thrown at him in his first 100 days.
You know, what do you think about that thing with Donald Sterling? It's kind of a toss-up between, racism and free speech. I don't know where I'd come down on that if I was the commissioner.
Yeah, I don't even know where to touch that one, to be honest with you. That's it's so complicated. But, you know, Sterling, with a mentality and an attitude like that, he really has no place in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
Really,
I don't,
no place anywhere.
I think everybody has the right to their opinion, but in this particular case, I think he may have screamed fire in a crowded theater. Now, I did get an email. My wife says, get me a Range Rover Sport sign and drive deal. Close the deal now with Larry Honey. I don't think we can do that because we don't know which particular one you want. But Larry's already given me that. In fact, last night I met the guy from Land Rover Range Rover, and we're going to go over there this Sunday and try to cut a deal. Ismet's going to walk you over, honey. And Larry, that's the kind of service that you get. People go to one dealership with you, and they build a relationship, and that person walks them through to the other different nameplates. It's really a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You know, just like we talk about with our employees, how it's a family, we like to look at our customers the same way. And, it is all about the experience.
Yeah, it really is. And in talking about experience, you know, I know you've got that great suite for the Miami Dolphins. And so coming up this year, I'll look forward to, again, coming into Bogart Air Conditioning whenever possible. What do you think about the draft and the fact that they took all those small school guys?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But the thing is, you never know what's going to happen with these guys. You never know who's going to end up being a star. Plenty of undrafted players have become big stars. I'm happy that we got some offensive linemen so we could get Ryan Tannehill off his back and really see what he can do. The small school thing doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those guys develop into mega superstars, and they just weren't the ones who got the attention in college because they weren't from a big school.
I think people forget that perhaps our best defensive player of all time, and no slight meant to Nick Bonacani or any of those guys on the Killer Bees, but, you know, Jason Taylor went to Akron. That's not exactly the biggest school, although I think that LeBron may have a soft spot in his heart for them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, I've been reading about the new offense they're installing. It seems like it's going to be really entertaining and hopefully take us back to the days of Dan Marino. That would be unfortunately too big of a thing to hope for at this point. But, I'm looking forward to seeing some more wide open offense because we've been sitting with the, you can't fail if you punt type of offense for too long. It's just been driving me crazy.
You know, I just like to see some winning years, Jim. I mean, literally my entire life. We've struggled. I mean, I have never, we've had very few playoff appearances since I've been alive.
You know,
it's crazy.
You know, I kind of forget about that because I'm such an old man. I remember running into the street after the perfect season and throwing up, confetti into the air and thinking, my God, this is going to happen every year. Only to realize that here I am. I'm 53, and that was when I had my bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it's a little while back. I mean, I remember getting blown out by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs.
Oh, the Dan Marino goodbye game.
Yeah, I don't have such fond football memories, but I won't miss a game, and I'm a diehard fan. I just love to see us win.
Well, I think we're going to win. It seems like Mr. Ross is saying all the right things. I know that we have a relationship with them, and we've seen a little bit of a reorientation into the positive direction. So we're really excited. They're going to be sponsors of the show again this coming season. So we're really excited to have the Dolphins back on our team. And I want to turn a little bit to baseball. I know you're a big baseball fan. With the impact with the arm injury to Jose Fernandez, what do you think the Marlins are going to do?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know that I want to touch this one. I always cheer for our boys, but we've got a lot of young talent, and I really hope it develops into something special. I don't know that this year's our year, though.
I don't think this is our year, but I think that somewhat of a silver lining on that is that now they're going to have to sign Giancarlo Stanton. The guy plays every day. He plays unbelievably. I don't know if anybody saw his sliding catch the other day, but the guy's an absolute beast and a great guy to have on the team, and it seems like his heart can be in it if he just gets surrounded with the right types of players. And the guy is I just don't want to see us trade him away the way that we traded away Miguel Cabrera.
I mean, do you think he wants to re-sign? Do you think he wants to stay down here?
I really don't know him personally, but I got to believe that if he thinks things are going in the right direction and he's having success, I don't think he's going to really want to move. If he does want to go to back home to the West Coast or wherever, I just hope that they put together a transaction that makes baseball sense. And looking back, it seems like the what appeared to be a salary dump a couple of years ago does seem to be the good baseball move, although Burley has been burning it up in the American League to start the season. You know, Larry, one more time before we go, we've only got a minute left. What I wanted to do is, again, if people want to come out and test drive one of those cars, especially the Jaguar F-Type or one of the beautiful Infinities like my wife and I own, where do they come? Where do they look for it? And how do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, we're on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. You can always get in touch with us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Or call us at 305-690-6006. And if you want to say hello on any of our social media, it's at Warren Henry Auto.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Larry, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And, oh, by the way, I want to thank you for all you did with helping us with the Lawrence Kids license plates. You know, I was actually at the event when I was leaving. One of the big Range Rovers had one on the back, and it made me smile and feel real good about our association with you and all you do for the community.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Well, Larry, thanks so much. We'll see your team this weekend. If, you know, you're there, hopefully you'll be there when we're there. And if not, I know we're in good hands with Ismet and Frank and the rest of the team.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great experience, and you know how to get in touch with me if you need anything.
Oh, you're the best, Larry. Thanks so much for everything. Thanks for being a sponsor on the show. Thanks for inviting us to the events. But most importantly, thanks for your community involvement.
Thank you, Jim. You have a great day.
You too. We'll be back after this short break. We're going to talk about how to cure your migraine headaches with the Headache MD from U Health. We'll be back after this.
Yeah. Everyone is helpful. Everyone is kind.